Hello, Don and Mike show.
No Will Ferrell in Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He's the co-star. It's him and...
him and the other guy.
And Corky Romano.
Chris yeah. Kattan.
Not Will.
What do you mean, not Will?
Not Will.
It is Will Ferrell.
Besides, okay. you're pronouncing Will as well. Well.
You know, that's like saying that little girl fell in the will.
She fell.
Or saying, I had to spend a lot of time in court last week with my late wife's well.
Actually, it would be, she fell in the will.
That's right. Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill can go to hill.
Oh, the guy hung up. Now, what's the fun in that? Come on now. You get a call and say that? Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down. Jesus died for your sins, so you would not call our show with your radio turned up.
Hello?
Oh.
Yes, you're on
the air. Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, man? We're getting sprayed down here in California, man, Sacramento.
You're getting oh, yeah. You know, someone called us about this yesterday. It's like an insect spray that you're getting today.
Take one letter out. That's right. What should be happening in California.
Yeah,
you should be getting spayed.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, you're right. I mean, I think it's a conspiracy, man. What do you guys think about it?
Tell me what's being sprayed. Is there a color to whatever is being sprayed?
Is it like a cat?
DDT.
What?
I believe it's DDT.
What are the insects they're trying to destroy?
The citizens.
Beetles.
Beetles?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah. I'm not having to breathe that spray. It's Johnny Attention Deficit Disorder.
Well, Mike, cut him some slack. He's, you know, it's like he's had his head in the oven for the last hour.
This
he's
is true.
Loopy on the fumes.
He's one of the many people in Sacramento who are being sprayed today. The city's being fumigated.
What?
I want to ask Buzz.
Yes, what is it? How can I help you, sir?
Are you the only black guy on the crew?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Sir, do you have any insecticide residue on your nostrils?
Yes, I do. You know,
hey, Buzz, excuse me for a second.
Yeah,
friend. Excuse me for a second. As long as you picked up on that.
Uh-huh. Exterminate.
I'm going to speak directly to Buzz now.
All right.
Hey, boy.
Yes. Oh, my.
Why don't you go fetch me a soda?
Wow. He doesn't like that.
Would you do that
Don.
For me?
We don't do that anymore, Don.
Do that. Do that for me, boy.
Like Bob Barstein.
And don't forget, how do you refer to me, Buzz? Come on, it's Massa.
No, like
yes, Massa.
Whitey, when you're not listening.
Now listen, don't you get uppity on me like that. Don't you get all militant on my ass.
I didn't march to go march and get you a soda.
How was that march?
Harvey Firestone.
Barstein.
Hold on. Can we stick on the fact for just one moment
that Buzz is the only brother on the show?
Yeah.
He sounds like it. Hey, Don. Sound like Harvey Firestein.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
That's what we've said for years. Incidentally, Harvey Firestein, who will be appearing with Rosie O'Donnell in Fiddler on the Roof.
Right, and they need a reinforced roof.
Hey, yeah.
Don, you didn't have that hit tone, so I'm too sexy for my hat.
Yes, I believe I heard you say Right Said Fred, which would be the third great thing you've said in this call. First, let's hear it for Buzz, the only black guy on the show. And boy, where's that mint julep I ordered? Then you gave me that fabulous compliment about Harvey Firestone. That's who I sound like. Thank you.
Firestein.
Firestein, I'm sorry. Firestone's the tire guy.
Woodstein.
No, Harvey Firestein. You know who he is.
This guy steamrolls ahead, doesn't he?
And then
doesn't matter what we're saying, he'll talk right through it.
And then you just threw in whatever the last piece of junk is that you threw in.
No, I really enjoy you guys' show, though, you know. I'm just calling to mess with you.
Yeah.
Keep the good work up, though.
Oh, see what he did? He likes you. He was just calling to mess with you.
Oh, so he's not really like this.
No.
What it is, Ross, referring to where he's from.
He's from Northern California.
Oh, boy, is he ever.
It's probably not
Del Paso. I'm calling from Del Paso, California.
And incidentally, to add just a little beauty to it, he's got a crappy cell phone as well.
Buzz, you know, what is it with the people of your race, Buzz?
Give a brother a break.
What is it with all you black guys, Buzz, that you just never have your S together when it's time?
You hold the people down long enough, they're going to speak up.
That is funny, Don.
Thank you for being on the show.
Johnson.
Hey.
Right on, brother.
Hey, Hey, when they spray, when they spray near you, lick the nozzle.
Hey, why don't you lick yourself?
Oh.
No, no, your mom's doing a fine
job.
Hey, check this out, Joe. Hey,
did you do that,
Rob.
Yes. How have you been?
Rob.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Excuse me, everybody. Buzz?
Yes?
Boy, would you enjoy some watermelons?
Burritos and tacos and some watermelon.
Yeah, there you go.
And how
now
about
a meal.
Hey, boy, how
there's
about some
funny relatable.
How about some fried chicken and some grape soda?
Who doesn't like chicken?
Do I know my brothers? I know my brothers, and I know what my brothers like.
Yeah.
Hey, what's he's done? You like chicken. You try to give it away quite a bit. So what is that?
Whitey. So what is that? There's the setup. Let's work with it, guys. Let's run with it. There's
riff.
The great
comedy
setup.
Time to riff.
Actually, let's be honest. I can't give away chicken. Mike can't give away chicken. Buzz steals all the chicken.
You know how we are, Don.
Don't I? You know, 20 years of working with a black guy.
Sure.
Don't I know, Buzz?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brother's got to eat. Wouldn't you love to get statistical breakouts right now of everyone in the audience that's going, Buzz is black? Because you know they're out there.
They're adjusting their monitor.
Meanwhile, it's steamroller from Northern California over here.
Buzz, once you go black, you never go back.
That's right.
Tell him, Buzz.
I've always known that. Where have I heard that? That's original. we're just bombing.
And once you go to Sacramento, you want to kill yourself.
Hey, why don't you guys come back, you know, and do the...
Why would we go to Sacramento? The town is being it just taken over by mosquitoes.
Sure.
I think, isn't it the West Nile virus, to be serious?
That's what they're hoping for.
What they're hoping, Don, is they're going to spread the insecticide, and the insects will become super-powered.
Right.
Able to actually inject their venom into an unsuspecting suburban through the drywall of their home.
I saw some news footage last week. There are mosquitoes in Sacramento that are eating at Applebee's.
That's good because there's an Applebee's on every corner.
That's right.
Hey, they eat at Applebee's right after they have their nails done.
I hope.
magic fun nail.
I hope they're like Starship Trooper insects in Sacramento.
They eat at Applebee's after getting their nails done, and then they get a video from Hollywood Video.
Oh, that's right.
Now you've gone too far. Okay, I'm fine with slamming Sacramento and the way
did I hit a nerve, Don?
The way that the town looks that yeah,
sure.
that there's an Applebee's or a taco place or
right.
a nail place on
negative
every single on every single block where there's and they're not where there's a strip mall.
Strip mall. Then they're all going to go to Belk's.
But now you. You've gone too far.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Are you bashing Applebee's?
Let me see.
There's another great comedy setup.
So many ways you can go with it.
So here we are.
Why?
What do you know about Applebee's, Don?
What do I know about Applebee's?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I feel safe in there because mainly whites go there.
Oh, man. Are you
know,
kidding?
Buzz tried to go in once with me, and I said, "What? Are you crazy?
Not here."
I said, "Buzz, you know what they invented for your people?
What?
That's Applebee's to go car side."
Oh, no.
I'm not eating in the car.
But again. I can talk like that with Buzz because Buzz and I have a unique relationship about race.
Well, you understand.
And
you know what
you're acute enough to pick up on the fact that
sure.
you hide it, that Buzz is a brother.
We were talking just last week about Buzz's Afro pick.
Right? Hey, I must admit, Don and Buzz. Joe told me to say that.
Yeah, what's that about?
Sure.
What's that omission about? Don and Buzz. What about Rob and Mike?
He didn't say nothing. He said Buzz.
I agree.
Joe told me to buzz your balls.
Okay, that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah. Joe
no,
told you.
No, it's not a lie, Rob.
So you mean all of this stuff about Buzz allegedly being black, everything you've said, that's all been from the mind of Joe Ardinger?
He faxed it to him.
Joe,
well, it's Joe's prime directive when he has a caller, which is last words to every caller that comes on the show. Give him hell!
You guys really are funny, man. Good work up.
Tell me.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we're calling
Joe.
Hold
on.
Turn up your radio. Louder. Use a subwoofer.
Joe.
Hey, where's the support?
You know what the joy of this show is? The joy of this show is, if need be,
the end.
If there was some sort of nuclear holocaust,
yes.
We could conceivably keep this caller on the line for the entire 4 hours.
Absolutely.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe, this is Don. Hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, when I was talking to him, I said, sir, you don't sound stupid enough. Could you please be dumber?
Ah, that was the directive.
Yeah.
But not so much a directive as maybe just like a review of the call that possibly could happen.
Yeah.
You encouraged him.
I did?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Now, if we have Joe start riffing with this guy, we might actually get a nuclear alert.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Joe, being as you brought this guy to us, you know, I don't believe everything.
Stand by for fabulous comedy.
Not in so many ways.
Joe.
I don't believe that, you know, word by word, Joe said, hey, you know, say this and say this. I believe that Joe identified you as what we would call in the business a character.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe, let me tell you, the guy is just.
I hate it when you use technical terms.
The guy is like a gigantic pimple on our ass. So now please enjoy this conversation between Joe and a call that he actually screened.
Very good.
To get on the air. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Dr. Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh.
Hello, California.
That's nice. Where are you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from California.
No kidding. You don't say.
No, man, can't you tell? I've just been sprayed.
You've been sprayed?
I've been sprayed.
See, Joe, it's not so easy, is it, son?
No, but perhaps we'll be able to get the 7 o'clock gig here at the station.
There was some of the rapier wit of Joe coming yes. through. Maybe he'd be able to get the 7 o'clock gig on the station.
Ah.
There you go. Singer. The wow. Ouch.
Wow.
You know what that is, Joe? That's my funny bone. You cracked my funny bone with that. Now let's have a contest.
I'm only here to help, Don.
Who's dumber? And I'll throw myself in there. Is it Joe for screening the call? Is it the guy for calling?
Hey, you know what? I never did screen this.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, Joe.
No, if you look at the screen, there's nothing written up for
now,
him.
Hold on. I'm gonna. Well, Joe, why?
Joe,
why
screened his call. I called you yesterday,
Joe, hold on a second.
I screened his call yesterday, Don.
Hold on a second.
Everyone, settle down.
Joe, if this is an unscreened call,
right.
And you're right, I can see on the software that it is just one that I plunked down. Why the hell are you defending this? Why didn't you say I never spoke to this dummy?
No, I'm not a dummy. No.
Joe?
Because I just realized that I hadn't screened him.
No, you know, Joe, you told me to call back yesterday at the beginning of the show, and
hadn't had Joe admit that we might not have had this wonderful little exchange with the gentleman.
That's true.
That would fine gentleman.
That's what we've lived, we've learned.
Right. It's Joe and the Sacramentan.
Okay, goodbye, guy.
Hey, you guys, keep it up.
You too.
Hey.
It's not here.
Hey. It's been.
On a serious note, though, are you going to write a book about your life?
All right, Don, are you going to write a book about your life?
You should, because then he'll have a reason to learn to read.
I'm going to write a book about the first 20 minutes of this show today.
That's good. That's a good thing.
The name of the book, here's what I... Here's
Making
the working,
Pudding.
Here's the working title.
I get
joking. Suck. That's just the working title.
Oh, how about harsh. This? How about you combine our titles? Suck, The Art of Making Pudding. And then real tiny, tiny letters down at the bottom. Out of. That's right.
Okay, goodbye. And Joe, I was going to say I expect more out of you, but I don't. So
see you later.
Joe.
You got a pass.
Okay, good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Doing the ye old speak.
And fiend.
Good day, sir.
Moron number one.
I have to go down to the local tavern for a grog.
How good it was to have that Monday night football on last night.
Looking good on that Monday night.
I don't care how bad the teams are. You know, Madden is like Santa Claus, and even Al Michaels with his bad, rotten teeth
right.
and his expensive haircut. Oh, what a joy it is, especially with what I've been going through to have that on.
Quarterbacks with dirty names. Feely.
Oh. AJ Feely.
I always thought that was a creepy name.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to sit next to Feely over here.
Hey, did you see Gus get in the game?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Gus Farad got in. The guy Feely.
Is he 60 now or what?
The guy Feely. They said Gus Farad has been playing for 12 years.
Wow. Where?
Does it seem possible? I mean, he's been in the league.
Was he with Detroit for a while?
Yeah, and with Minnesota, I guess for the last couple of years, Gus Frerotte, when he was one of the quarterbacks of the Redskins, you know, I guess within the last 12 years.
He would have had a much more successful career if he put the R in the right place in his last name.
Yeah, he had one of
Frerotte.
But, you know, every time I would mention that to him, he would say, but, and Mike, I did.
You mentioned his name thing?
Yes. Yeah. Don't you remember the series?
He, at the very beginning when he first came on, before you, didn't you become friends with him a little bit?
Yeah, because he bought a house like a mile from where I live. And
you were always busting his chops about the Frerotte.
And seriously, his response was, well, you don't call him Brett Favre. You learned that even though there's a V, it's Brett Favre. He said eventually people will learn that it's not Gus Frerotte. It's just Gus Frerotte.
Brett never accepted our suggestion of going with the name Favre.
Yeah.
I like it. Would have been great.
Sounds French.
And if you eventually...
John Favre, right? That's the guy from
Favreau.
Favreau, oh, the guy from Swingers.
Eventually, you'll learn his name, and eventually, he'll learn to stop running his head into the wall.
That's one of the moves he made.
It was a Sunday night game, right?
A celebratory concussion.
Yeah, the guy scores a touchdown and goes to the corner of the end zone
to headbutt the abutment.
And oh, sorry. There you go. And ended up getting like a major concussion.
We winning?
he's a good guy. It was good to see Gus playing in that game last night. That football is great medicine for me.
I bet it is.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.